What's going on, everybody? This is Nico, and you are listening to yet another wonderful edition of the Nico Show today for a very special, special episode. If you cannot tell by the random sounds and tones of the background of this fine podcast, I am currently driving. I am in my vehicle, and I am driving a car, because today's episode of the Nico Show is going to be a bit experimental today, because we are going on an adventure. Yes, that's right, you and me, on the open road, taking an adventure today on the Nico Show. I tried this a couple months ago, back when this podcast was first starting. You know, I was a wide-eyed podcaster, ready to take the internet by storm. Oh, there's a plane overhead. Oh, look at that airplane right above my car there. Anyway, a couple months ago, I was a wide-eyed podcaster. I think it was probably around October of last year. I had just started this podcast, and I had all these great ideas about episodes that I would be able to do. And I did one on the road, just me driving for an hour to UConn, the college campus of Storrs, Connecticut. And it was horrible. It was one of the worst podcasts I've ever done. I had nothing to talk about. There was, it was just me babbling like a maniac. And it was pretty boring and it was pretty horrendous, and very few people got through it. Fear not! We will not encounter the same problem during this one. Yes, I am driving, and I'm sure you're all very bored by now. You're ready to turn this thing off. You're like, Nico, just get to the good stuff already. Get to the meat of this podcast, because that is what we come to the Nico Show for. We don't come for all the boring nonsense in between. We come for the real meat and potatoes of this thing. We come for the content. Well, I'll tell you what. I will tell you what. This adventure is not without a purpose like the last one. This will not just be a stream of consciousness, me getting my iPhone in front of my face and just babbling without any rhyme or reason. Oh no. Oh no, there is a light at the end of this tunnel, ladies and gentlemen. This adventure is one with great mystery, with a goal, all right? There's a treasure map, and there's a treasure at the end of this tunnel. We are going to witness this treasure together. What is that treasure? Well, I'll tell you what. I will tell you what that treasure is. I am currently en route to West Farms Mall. Now, if you are a local, if you are someone that knows me in real life, and has found this on one of my various social medias, and lives in the same area that I do, you know what West Farms Mall is. West Farms Mall is a mall in Farmington. I think it's in is it West Hartford? It's right on the border. I can never tell where West Farms is. It's either in West Hartford and Farmington. It's kind of a combo. It's like right on the line between the two. Anyway, it's a mall. There's various stores in that mall. And in a minute, through the magic of podcasting, you will hear me walking around in that mall and recording live on location. This is very exciting. Now, what am I doing at West Farms Mall, you might ask? Nico, you don't seem like the shopping type. You don't seem like the type that would just drive to a mall on a random day of the week and just start browsing. Oh, I'm thinking of going through Nordstrom's. Thinking of, maybe stopping in Lord & Taylor, seeing what's on the clearance rack. You don't seem like that type of guy. And I would say that's a very astute observation, because I am not that type of guy. I hate the mall. I hate everything the mall stands for. All right? I hate the type of people that you encounter at the mall. You know, I hate the fact that I hate the selection of stores in there. I'm not a big department store guy. You know, when I go shopping, my shopping trips, you know, consist mostly of browsing the electronics section of Walmart or something. That's what my shopping trips are. You know, Best Buy. I would browse at Best Buy. You know, I'm not browsing at Abercrombie and Fitch. That's not my thing. But regardless, that's where I'm headed. Now, why am I heading there? Well, I'll tell you why. One of the many stores that is in West Farms Mall is the Apple Store. Yes, the Apple Store. The retail location of one of the most beloved companies in the world, Apple. And the Apple Store is a very popular store for obvious reasons. If you want an iPhone, you go to the Apple Store. If you want a new laptop, you go to the Apple Store. Well, that location is the point of interest for me today. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to the Apple Store because I am contemplating, I repeat, contemplating purchasing an Apple Watch. Now I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Why would you buy the Apple Watch, Nico? Don't give in to the hype. You're not one of those Apple cult members that is drinking the Apple Kool-Aid. That is wasting their time and money by purchasing a watch that has the exact same functions and features of an iPhone. I get it. All right? I get that everything you can do on the watch can be done on the iPhone. I get that it is very expensive for the types of features that it possesses. I understand. And I understand, by the way, that I have never worn a watch in my entire life. I get it. This decision makes absolutely no sense. Because I am currently contemplating purchasing a wristwatch. However, in 19 years on this earth, I have never worn a watch regularly. I have never purchased a watch and worn it on a daily basis. I don't wear watches. And all of a sudden, now Apple's releasing a watch. You know, Tim Cook says that it's cool to wear a watch, and all of a sudden I'm giving into the hype. I get it. I absolutely get it. I have heard all of your criticisms, but there is one thing. There is one thing that makes all of your complaints and criticisms completely null and void, and that is that the Apple Watch looks fucking cool. All right? It looks fucking cool. I just want a touchscreen watch on my wrist. Is that too much to ask? Can't a guy just be happy? And all of a sudden, a touchscreen watch comes out that can open garage doors, and that can pay for meals at McDonald's, and can't a guy just tweet from his watch? All right, it's just cool. For years now, we've all been promised the cool watch. We have been given the promise that one day we're going to get a really cool touchscreen watch that can do just about anything. All right? What are you beeping at? I'm letting the guy go. I'm giving the right away. Unbelievable. You know, some people, you try to be polite. You try to be a nice, courteous driver every once in a while. What do you get? You get a nice honk right back at you. Oh, it's ridiculous. Anyway, we've been given this promise that the Apple Watch was coming. One day, Apple's going to release a watch and it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And we're all going to be walking around with digital watches that can detect our blood pressure and shit like that. And we can send tweets to one another. And we can text from it. All right? I've lived in a world where I've been waiting for this day for many years. All right? And now it's finally here. So all your complaints and criticisms, I know it doesn't make sense logically. I know if I was thinking of this pragmatically, I would never spend $350 on an Apple Watch. But it's just too tempting, everybody. So here's what's going to happen. The adventure that you're about to hear, we are just about approaching West Farms Mall right about now. The next time you hear my voice, I will be wandering around West Farms. And I will enter the Apple Store. And I will play around with an Apple Watch. I will give it the old Nico test run. You know, I'm gonna see all its features. I'm gonna see what the size is like. I'm gonna do a number of things. What are you stopping for? See, the same dude that fucking I gave the right away before. Oh my god, adjusting his mirror. Adjusting his mirror in the Apple Watch at the stop sign. Sorry, Apple Watch is on the mind. So I'm approaching West Farms Mall, and when you hear my voice, I will play around with it a little bit. Then, without having any say in the matter, without being able to tweet me or email me or tell me, Nico, you're making a horrible mistake, or Nico, you should do it, I will make a final decision, and I will do it live on a podcast. And hopefully by the end of it, I will either be the owner of an Apple Watch, or I will either be completely against the Apple Watch. Maybe this podcast will be an exciting journey, all right? Maybe by the end of it, I'll be owning an Apple Watch, and there will be a nice little bow at the end of this story. It's possible that at the end of this hour, I will not purchase an Apple Watch. You know, and this will all be for nothing. It is very, very possible. So this could be a disappointing thing. I'm hoping that it's not, though. I am hoping that I end up buying it. That I end up blowing $350. I also don't have the cash on hand. I'm going to have to go to the ATM if I end up buying this thing. So that'll be fun. And then hopefully along the way, I'll people watch and I'll make fun of some of the losers walking around the mall. So that's what's coming up right now. I'm currently in the parking lot of West Farms here. So we'll pull up. When you hear my voice next, through the magic of podcast editing, I will be in West Farms Mall. We will make the decision together. And by decision together, I mean me talking to myself into my phone. I will decide whether or not the Apple Watch is worth buying. So we'll come right back. More Nico Show, live on location, the adventures of Nico at the mall. Oh, what an exciting journey we're going on today. We'll be right back.
All right, here I am. Just a random dude. Walking around a mall on a Monday afternoon. I gotta tell ya. I just came out of the parking lot. And I think it's a good omen. Because I got a great parking spot. All right, and any day when you can get a front row parking spot exactly where you want it, you know it's going to be a pretty good day. That's always been my philosophy in life. Every good day, you know, people say that, you know, you start your good day with a cup of Folgers coffee. You know, for me, the best part of the day, you know it's going to be a good day, is when you get a good parking spot. Right in front, exactly where you want it. So I am now going to approach. I'm getting weird looks already. You know? Why wouldn't I? I'm a random guy talking into my phone, and I'm recording a podcast. Wonder if they can hear me? I don't know. I'm sure some people can tell what I'm saying. Okay. Man, I have not been in here in a while, apparently. Because these stores, I don't remember any of these stores. Alright, so I'm back in my car. Hold on, let me turn this off here. Alright, so I'm back in my car. I'm now sitting in an empty parking lot, basically, off to the side. I stopped the recording because as I was talking, I entered the Apple Store and a guy stopped me and asked me, you know, to try to sell me on whatever Apple product I was about to buy or whatever. And I played it very close to the vest because I didn't want, here's the thing, I didn't want to be influenced by the salespeople. Like, I just said, oh, I'm kind of looking around. I didn't say that I went in there specifically because I was thinking about buying an Apple Watch because I knew if they were going to do that, they were going to give me a hard sell. And I don't like that. I hate getting the hard sell. All right, just, to be honest with you, like,
any store, any retail store that I would go to, my dream store is one where the employees don't talk to you. You know, I always hate getting pressured. I get nervous, like, because they're going to try to sell me, and I'm going to get convinced, and then I get a million questions, and I got to come up with questions, and it's horrendous. All right, my ideal store, I don't want anybody talking to me. I want to be in my own world. Really, when I go in public, I want to be in my own little bubble. You know, I hate talking to people in public. You know, I just let me be, let me do what I want to do. I'll leave you alone, you leave me alone, we'll be fine. So I entered the store, and I played around with the watch a little bit. And I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something, everybody. I just had a moment of clarity. This is amazing that this has been caught on podcast, because I want to... What just happened to me felt like an out-of-body experience. This just felt like I was having an epiphany. This amazing moment of clarity just happened that it's incredible. It's like that moment in CSI where they like solve the crime, you know, or like, I'm trying to think of, like Columbo. Remember like how Columbo would have that big moment of revelation? Here I am talking to people as if you guys watched Columbo back in the day. But he had just that one moment where the light bulb goes off in his head. And it all becomes clear. That happened to me as I was standing in the Apple Store, West Farms Mall. You know, I had a Apple Watch in front of me. It was on the little table, and I was fidgeting around with it a little bit as I was getting stared at by the Apple Watch guy, the guy that's put in charge of the Apple Watch table because this is a new product. You know what I mean? He just watching me like a hawk as I'm playing around with this thing. And, it doesn't do much. All right. I gave it a good 5-10 minutes of, trying to scroll through, change the settings a little bit, see how the texting worked. And I get that you're supposed to like connect it with the phone or whatever. Number one, it doesn't do much. You know, if you want to check the weather or the stock market, it's pretty good at that. But other than that, not really anything. And also it's fucking small. The thing is really, really small. You know, I thought the iPod Nano touchscreen thing was small. This is really, really small. So small, I don't know what I would be able to do on it other than, you know, maybe put a smiley face. But it's really small. And I just had this moment, I'm standing there, you know, ready to spend $400. Because first of all, I asked the guy, I'm like, is this your small model? Because I know it comes in 38 millimeter and 44 or 42 millimeter. And I said, is this your small model? He's like, no, that's the big one. I'll show you the small one over here. That one, like, you can't even see that thing. That thing would be laying on the side of the road and you would think it was like a bottle wrapper or something. So it's very small, which I don't like very much. And because it's small, probably because it's small, you can't do anything with it. So I had this moment and I'm standing there and I'm like, you know what? All these people that laughed at me when I said I was getting an Apple Watch, and that said, oh, it's a waste of money. What are you going to do with it? You'll never use it again. I could definitely see myself buying this thing and leaving it in the box, maybe wearing it 3 times, and then putting it on my desk and never touching it again. I could definitely see that happening. So I had this. This is going to be a very boring podcast. This 20-minute journey that we just went on together. Don't buy the Apple Watch. I just had this moment of clarity came to me. It just all came together, and I finally saw what everybody was talking about. This thing is a waste of money. There is no deliberation to be had. There's no pros and cons chart. There's no way I am dropping $350 to $400 on an Apple Watch. All right? So that ends this journey. I don't know if I'm going to air this thing. I may just delete it. I mean, if you're listening to it, you know, you see what I did with it here. Maybe I'll just post it separately from the podcast. Maybe I'll just, like, post it on the website separately. I don't know. But, that's the journey that we've went on together. And, this is the most disappointing adventure we've ever been on. That's it. Guys, don't get the Apple Watch. All right? Seriously. The thing is, like, you might as well get a Tamagotchi. You know? That thing displayed more content. That thing had more features on it than the Apple Watch did. The Tamagotchi keychains. Unbelievable. Oh, they're hyping me up. So I could tell, literally, I stood there. I was so excited to play around with it. You know, I've been hearing so much about it. I was just so excited to finally, to get to use it and to be, you know, to show all my friends and to take it home and customize it. And then I just got there within 2 minutes. I knew, man, what a letdown this was. That's the thing about life, man. Sometimes you gotta tamper your expectations. Low expectations are the key to a happy life. Alright? Came all the way over here for nothing. Walked around a mall for nothing. Maybe I'll get some gummy bears or something while I'm here. I don't know. Alright. Well, that ends our journey. This is not gonna be a podcast. I'll post this separately. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah. This is what it sounds like when a guy's heart is broken, everyone. When a nerd's heart is ripped out of his chest, and what he thought was going to be the next great thing turned out to suck. All right. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for coming on this journey with me and wasting your time. This is 20 minutes of your life you're never getting back. Congratulations. I'll see you later.